On this episode, we share ways to make birthdays extra special when visiting Walt Disney World. Today is May 19th, 2023. This is episode 566 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit that subscribe button, you get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We know that planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be overwhelming and at times just downright frustrating. But Mouse Dining removes the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit msmfriends.com to use this free service. So what a day it's been in Disney news. And we are not a Disney news podcast, but I think we would be silly to not discuss a few things that came to light today. First being that Disney has pulled their $1 billion development in Lake Nona and pulling all the cast members from California. That's just the news we'll put out there. We're not getting into the political side of it. But the big one today that I know everybody's probably heard about now, if you're anywhere on social media, is the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is taking its last voyage September 28th through the 30th of this year.
Wow, that's sad. When did it open?
I believe it was March of last year.
It's been over a year, barely.
Mm. I don't know that it's.
Is it surprising?
Yes and no.
Okay.
You know,
yes,
I mean,
because of the price tag.
Yeah, and knowing that they were starting to have to run some deals for DVC for pass holders for certain things.
And still,
you know,
not deals that we could.
Right. That most people really still couldn't really afford. You know, or, you know, not even so much afford. I looked at it as, all right, you can have, you know, a week or so in Disney World for maybe for a family of four for the same price as a Galactic Star Cruiser trip for two nights for two people, maybe. Like, so I don't know. Yeah, the price was always so high and obviously for good reason. And, you know, anyone that I ever talked to or saw loved this experience.
Yeah,
I think it's a shame that it's going to go away. But I don't know what else Disney expected in the long run.
Okay.
You know, if this could last, this crazy, immersive, incredible experience. So, you know, it is saying that it's taking its last voyage.
Okay.
Don't know what that means for the future of this, building.
Right.
You know, I read that they're looking, you know, they're going to move cast members around.
That's nice.
Which should be really, really good. I can't imagine that they're going to bulldoze this thing.
A lot of money wasted.
Yeah. But I mean, shoot, look at, you know, the money they spent on the barges for Harmonious, gone. You know, look at the money they spent to develop Enchantment, gone. Now, those were all part of a greater plan with the 50th anniversary and being around for 18 months. Maybe this was their plan all along.
Okay.
They said, let's offer this super immersive, high dollar experience to, you know, hardcore fans, people that can afford it. And then when we have basically towed that line of when people are going to still come and book and we can still put it off, we say it's closing. And then we rework it and we reopen it as a hotel with nightly cash room rates. I mean, I can't see that they don't do something with this
right
area.
Right.
And you certainly could do that. It would have to be its own separate category, much in the way I think the campsites at Fort Wilderness kind of are. You know, it can't really fall under a deluxe. You don't have a pool. You don't have balconies. You know, you can't put it in a value based on what it is.
On a park property.
You're on park property. I mean, literally like a park property.
Right. There's no other, correct?
I mean, you can look at the monorail resorts and proximity of, you know, Boardwalk area and Epcot Resort area and any of those, or Animal Kingdom Lodge. I mean, I think it's an opportunity to reopen it as a Star Wars hotel. It's not going to have the interactive storyline.
Right.
But you can still have restaurants with entertainment.
Okay.
You can still have walk around characters. you can still have an immersive experience that, you know, opens up maybe larger shuttles or buses, whatever it is, to take you right into Batu as part of your experience with an, you know, added ticket to Hollywood Studios, obviously.
Right.
I don't know. They, you know, what I think we missed out, and we've talked about this before, what we missed out on what we were promised in Galaxy's Edge,
with right.
some of the interactive elements and the character interactions and all those types of things, is what they brought basically behind an additional paywall with the Galactic Star Cruiser. Well, maybe now it's an opportunity to bring those things to Batu.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just still an upcharge experience to stay there, but you have direct connection to Batu, and they can maybe bring, you know, maybe bring some of these things that they were doing with the storylines actually into Batu, which is what we were promised, you know, with from the beginning.
Right.
So I don't know.
Wow.
We'll see what happens.
We sure will.
But that's not what today's about. And originally we were going to touch on Tron again in our latest experience, but we're going to save that for the next episode.
Okay.
Because we have a lot to get into with celebrating birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Here at Walt Disney World. So we're going to put through this episode some different comments and stuff from our listeners, some of their favorite things for do with their birthdays. One of them, we're going to start off with our good friend Ashley and Karen. They're super excited, they said, for this episode because they're celebrating their daughter Zoe's birthday there next month for the first time.
Yay.
So hopefully this helps and gives you some ideas.
Yes.
So let's start with kind of what is almost a pre-planning phase. You know, one of the first things you're going to have to do when you think about spending your birthday at Walt Disney World, and that is selecting a resort.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I remember when we selected Polly for my birthday. That was absolutely amazing, and that was such a great one.
Yeah, what do you look at then if you're, I mean, obviously I think Polynesian is a pretty simple pick.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what are the things that you would look at? And you know, full transparency, if you go way back to that, that resort stay was a bonus gift, birthday gift from my brother, was the reason that we were able to select something like Polynesian. But let's go right now and say, all right, your birthday is coming up here in July.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty good timing for this episode.
Yep.
When a lot of the things we're going to talk about, you better get ready 60 days out, right? If
yes.
you want to experience some of these things. We have not yet made exact plans for your birthday and Lacey's birthday, which is the day before. All right, we have to pick a resort. Where are you starting? What are you looking for? What do you want in a resort that is going to be specific to celebrating your birthday?
Well, and that's where I was thinking, like, it's almost kind of like, yeah, like a staycation type. That's why I remember wanting kind of the Polynesian too, because, you know, at this point too, the girls were getting tired of going to all the parks, and they really like staying at the hotel and resort. And
yep.
so I was like, you know, this will just be fun, and we can pop into a resort if we need, I mean, a park if we need to, but staying at the resort, just good drinks and food and all kinds of stuff. And that's, I think that's what I would look for in my birthday stay.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, number one's always going to be your budget, of course, but if we can mm-hmm. throw budget to the wind, yeah, I agree with you. I think you want somewhere that you can be immersed in and that you don't have to focus all your birthday time and effort in the parks, because, you know, for some people, thinking of going to Disney World for their birthday sounds outstanding, but then maybe thinking of rope dropping and staying till park close
right.
and going at it, you know, the whole day might not be as enticing.
Right.
And maybe it is.
Right.
You know, it all depends on what you enjoy doing. But I think resort can play a lot into your overall trip. I also, you know, look at something like the addition of some of the club level options at some of the deluxe resorts, Club Access and Kronos Club at Coronado Springs Resort, you know, can give you another level for your birthday. And this isn't always just your birthday, you know.
Right.
And lots of people like to celebrate their birthday over multiple days.
Oh, yeah. You know, or a whole month.
and it doesn't even have to be. You know, your birthday can be on a Wednesday. You're going to Disney Friday to Sunday because that's how you work and your school schedule or something
right.
works out. Like, that is still celebrating your birthday.
Oh,
I think if it's within the same month, it's pretty fair, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still good? Unless you get, what if you get a trip for your birthday that's like 30, 60, 90 days out? Do you still show up like I'm celebrating my birthday?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's I would.
Fair. Well, Rachel, our good friend, said this year for her birthday, she's doing a 3-night stay at Boardwalk so she can relax at the pool during the day, then pop into Epcot and Hollywood in the evenings. Location, is, location, yep, location. Yep. That's for any resort stay.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that she's going to spend her time at Epcot and Hollywood Studios, Boardwalk makes it absolutely perfect. She plans on doing Shula's for the actual birthday dinner. And then a few days later, off on my second Disney cruise on the Magic, and we'll be getting a massage during that trip. So wow, sounds like a pretty dang good birthday.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Daniel loves resort hopping for food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So your resort is going to be key, I think, to your entire celebration in many ways. But if you are that, you know, rope drop to close type of person, and that's how you want to spend your birthday, then I think that's where you may want to save. And maybe you end up just going with a value or a moderate an off property so that you can save your money and budgeting for a lot of the other things we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, let's talk about two free things
mm-hmm.
that are on our list. Let's get them out of the way so everybody doesn't think we're just trying to oversell them on all this wonderful stuff. Because remember, Chuck, Main Street Magic Travel, MainSTMagicTravel.com. Go ahead and get your free quotes. You can get that resort and all. But what is the number one thing? All right, you've planned all this stuff. Everything else we're going to talk about, it's all planned. You've got your budget. You've booked your dining that we'll talk about. You've done all these different things. What is, I think, the most fun thing and free thing to do during
to
your
do,
birthday trip?
To get. When you check into that awesome resort, wherever you're staying, when you're checking in, tell them it's your birthday. And usually they'll ask you for if you have a birthday button. And if they don't, then say, may I please, do you have a birthday button?
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Sometimes they'll actually take the Sharpie and write your name on it and your age if you want it or whatever you want on it. And put a nice little piece of tape over it, and then you wear it the rest of the weekend. And, you know, it's so neat because not only do cast members say happy birthday every time they see the sometimes actual guests will say happy birthday to you. And it's super cool. And if you're lucky and blessed, you might get a little sprinkle of magic, and you might get a little maybe free dessert or... I don't know. I mean, I know that one time I think I got a free cupcake.
Sautéli Canteen. So. Yeah. Because both you and Lacey were wearing your birthday buttons. They gave two free cupcakes. This is nothing to expect.
Correct.
This isn't something that's going to happen every time. You know, but the birthday buttons are a wonderful way to let people know you're celebrating. Everybody else in your party can get the I'm celebrating buttons mm-hmm. and write your name on them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes, you know... Things do happen, and you might get a little pixie dust or something, but it's not the reason to wear one.
No.
And certainly don't expect it. I will say it's a huge pet peeve of mine. When you see on these Facebook groups, somebody says, how do you get pixie dust? You don't.
Yeah.
There's not, you know, there's, you just,
so
you
say,
you
or go. is there a small little bottle that you can buy and it's just glitter in the Emporium? I'm just kidding. That's what they need to sell.
Yeah,
like little pixie
dust. You say, here's
dust.
How you get it.
Yeah, there you go.
You sprinkle this on yourself.
Uh-huh.
Quit expecting things for free. But no, but I absolutely love the birthday buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much every cast member that makes eye contact with that button will wish you happy birthday.
Yep.
And it does just make you feel a little extra special.
Yeah.
Jennifer said, no matter what, always get a birthday button. And I don't know if they still do this, but years ago, we watched a Dapper Dan performance on my birthday, and they sang happy birthday to me. Definitely a special memory.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There is another
That's
free thing
cool.
that you can get. This is good for both child and adult alike. What is that, Rhonda?
This is cute. You can get a call from a character. So you just simply press the front desk button on your room phone, and the special birthday character can call and then be arranged by the cast member.
It's usually
cool.
Goofy, I believe.
Okay.
We've done this before,
mm-hmm.
and it's really cool.
First one time all, it was Mickey, I believe.
Was it Mickey one
yeah.
time? So if I don't think there's anything more alarming than your phone ringing in a hotel room. Because
oh,
I just
yeah.
feel like, what is this going to be? Because it's one of those things where I feel like something's wrong. You know, it's
oh,
almost
yeah.
like, is my credit card like expired? Is,
right.
like, is billing not right? Like, what's happening?
Right.
Like, is there a noise? What's going on? But when you set this up and you know you're in your room, especially for a child, and that phone rings... And you can just be like, oh, hey, why don't you grab that? And they pick that up. and it's Goofy or Mickey or whoever wishing them a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, that's one of those memories that I think is, and the birthday buttons can easily outshine everything else we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, those are the, those are where memories are truly made.
Yeah.
So definitely make sure you do that. Let's do it for your birthday and mine.
Okay.
Let's just do it for ourselves. Let's do it for ourselves.
Okay.
That would be a lot of fun. Next up, you want to make sure that you plan and pick your parks. Still all the way up through January of 2024, you are making your park reservations. I know we mentioned previously the news that some of that is going to change. And as we get more details, we'll talk about it more. But, you know, what's important to you?
Right.
Picking a park for your birthday, and what would be important to you picking it for bringing your kid or something like that? What are you looking for in your parks for your birthday?
And also, like, where you might be going to dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to a dinner in a park, you have to figure all that out, too. I don't know where I would want to go. Probably Epcot.
And yeah, 100%. We'll be celebrating with Kat on her birthday this Sunday. Her birthday's actually Saturday, but we'll be celebrating with her Sunday in Epcot. I mean, I definitely think that's a wonderful pick for an adult-oriented birthday.
Oh, 100%. And kid, I would probably say Hollywood or Magic.
Yeah. Hard to beat Magic Kingdom for a young child's birthday.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, parks like that. And then, you know, it's always fun. You can hop if you want, or, you know, decide to go back to the resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that idea a lot, is spending your morning of your birthday in a park and then spending the afternoon, evening around the resort. You've picked a wonderful resort, like just say Poly. You're hanging by the pool. You're hanging on the beach. You're watching fireworks late at night, maybe having a good meal somewhere there. Olivia said, last year I spent my birthday eating and drinking around the world. There you go, Epcot. And this year I'll be celebrating my birthday late by going to Universal Studios. You can also celebrate birthdays at the other park. And you did your 40th at Poly.
Yeah.
In Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I did my 40th at Universal.
Yes.
At Portofino Bay.
Yes, you did.
Which, so we've experienced both on a major milestone birthday. Chuck from Main Street Magic Travel said, my last birthday was probably my best one yet. Spent Christmas Eve, which is his birthday, in Magic Kingdom, had dinner at Ohana, and stayed at the Swan Reserve, followed by Christmas morning breakfast at Whispering Canyon and Magic Kingdom Christmas Celebration. So there you get to celebrate it all at once. You celebrate birthdays, you celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
So you talked about dining, and I think that a meal is always such a wonderful way to celebrate a birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I think this comes down to the same way with how you're choosing a resort, how you're choosing a park. Whose birthday is it?
Right.
What age are they? Would you agree that maybe more typically for a younger child's birthday, you're looking at potentially character dining?
Oh, 100%.
What
or do you think adult. Would be a
great, well, adults too, but again, you know, if you're looking at almost like, here's what you would normally think. It's, you know, a family or, you know, it's a whole group and they've got several kids and one of their birthdays. What do you think would be some of the wonderful like character dining experiences? I think for me most recently, having children in tow and doing character dining, I'm going to do breakfast at Cape May Cafe. And
okay.
I want to get you back there. So thankful I got to go with Chuck and Amy. Had the best time. And I think it is a wonderful dining experience in general. But for a child's birthday, it's going to take it to a whole other level.
Who's there?
We had Goofy, Daisy, Donald.
Okay, so like Topolina's. Because I would almost pick a Topolina's breakfast.
For breakfast?
Because
with
of
child
the character.
Or adult? I think that is more of an adult-oriented driven breakfast.
Okay, but they have characters.
They
and
do
it's
have characters.
Super cute.
Yeah. What if you are selecting your birthday dinner character dining for a child? Or again, it can be an adult, of course. That's okay, too.
Dinner. Well, and if you've got a really young child, Hollywood and Vine's always fun. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good one.
That's for a young child. And that I think that's all now the
Disney
Junior
play
stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we took the kids to Ohana. That's not character, though.
It's great for breakfast, though.
Good
That's
for
another
breakfast
good breakfast one.
Stitch, you get to see, and other characters
Lilo,
walking
Mickey.
Around. Mm-hmm.
That was super fun.
It was. I loved that. I'm trying to think for, like, adults. Like, I mean, again, there's places that we haven't been, like Akershus, I'd really like to go.
Tusker House. But if we move on
Cinderella's
from characters,
Royal Table.
Oh, Cinderella's Royal Table, I think is wonderful
for anybody.
Anybody of any age. Whether you're looking for characters or not.
Correct.
This is an experience like no other, which I think leads us into that kind of signature fine dining experience. Oh, yeah. You know, I think if you look more like, and this could go across the platform of a anniversary, a date night, or whatever it may be. Maybe this is adult only style. We're celebrating an adult's birthday. What restaurants are you probably looking at the top of your list for a wonderful fine dining experience?
Probably California Grill.
Yep, that's going to be up there.
Topolino's. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of things, and Flying Fish and Narcoossee's, you know, things like that, obviously. But I will say, none of those I would probably have young kids at. I know we did take the young kids to California Grill, and it was fun and it was great, but just them not eating the things that they eat.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be the same appreciation.
Yes, correct.
So I think you're better with a more fun, character-oriented type of dining experience.
Right.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Amy, and we were so lucky to be a part of this, said last year was a fabulous Disney trip with friends and family and a wonderful dinner at Topolino's. 2018, we stayed at CBR and bought our first DVC contract. Yeah, happy birthday to you on that one. That's quite a present. There are some other options that I think I will take beyond fine dining, obviously, beyond character dining, and that's fun dining.
Yeah.
Roundup Rodeo.
Yes.
If you just, you're not looking for characters, you're not looking for fine dining, you just want to have a rootin' tootin' good time, Roundup Rodeo.
Yeah, 100%.
Beer Garden.
Yes.
Yes, I said it. Go to Beer Garden. Mm. What an awesome place
and
to
their
celebrate
food's good.
A birthday. You know what else is outstanding? Kat mentioned this one in her comment, said the dinner we had at Teppan Edo with the cake. And talk about cake in a little bit.
Yeah.
So just laughed the entire time.
It was such a great time.
That might be my number one thought of on Disney property birthday restaurants would be Teppan Edo.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, that's an absolute blast.
It was.
And then Mel said, I've been to Oga's every year since the pass holder preview.
That's
another.
Awesome.
That's where I'd like to spend like a birthday morning.
Yeah.
Start off
be cool.
with a little birthday beverage and get the little Batuu bits before you move on to your day, you know, throughout Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
All right, birthday gifts. What can you do for people to surprise them? We have done in the past a lot that we've mentioned is you can bring your own.
Yes.
And we'll go right to Jenna, who commented and said, I went with my brother for his 30th birthday this year, and our friend met us there. She was able to check into the room early and surprise him with decorations, balloons, etc. Said, I also asked him to pick out a few souvenirs so I could surprise him with a few gifts throughout the week. He loved having that to look forward to.
That's awesome. I love that.
It's genius. And
we've always brought our own too and opened them up in the room or, well, normally in the room, never like in a park or anything.
Right.
But still.
This is an opportunity though to, bring your own decorations, decorate your room, sneak into the room early.
Yeah.
You know, for the, which I've done many, many times.
Yes, you have.
You know, when the kids were younger and snuck in and decorated things and they're just blown away when they show up.
Yeah. Remember Wilderness Lodge?
That was so
much
fun.
The Savannah View.
Yep.
And they had the bunk beds still and the
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I meant that one.
Yeah. Still had the bunk beds.
Still had the bunk beds. We are Savannah View. I can't believe I said that name wrong. But anyways, it was so great, and it was both of our birthdays, and we put up birthday signs, and you know, I think that's when Lacey got her American Girl,
might have been
something. Yep. I don't know if it was the second doll or what it was, but I mean, I just remember that was such a good birthday.
It was really good,
fun time. Yeah.
And there's just, you know, again, it's one of those things, just even, you know, even if you're not looking to surprise someone with it and all, you just say, get in there and say, hey, everybody, let's decorate the room.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be here for 3-4 nights, a week, whatever it is. Let's decorate the room. Yeah. Let's celebrate all week. Let's have these balloons and birthday banners and things like that.
It's wonderful. Even not on a birthday.
Oh.
I mean, I love walking around the value resorts when we're staying, usually at Art of Animation or Pop Century. If we happen to stay at All Stars, you know, one of them. I love seeing the things in the windows, like decorations or sometimes just stuffed animals. And I kind of miss that because, you know, we don't really do that anymore because the kids aren't with us. And that was just always fun. Okay.
I'm looking at Port Orleans for my birthday this year before we go over to Universal for our big Halloween Horror Nights weekend that everybody's coming to. And they have the windows in the front. Let's decorate the window.
Okay, baby.
We still got to plan. We got to plan your guys' birthday.
Lacey wants Margaritaville.
I know she does. We'll figure it out. There, Disney Floral and Gifts is an option. You can go to DisneyFloralandGifts.com. This is everything from celebratory little baskets with Disney characters, floral arrangements, balloon bouquets. This is going to run you a lot, though. You're going to look at, for the bare minimum, $100. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for up to roughly like a dozen roses in a vase, around $200+.
Wow.
So this is very expensive. If this is, you know, up your alley and you want this delivered right in your room when you open that door, very, very cool. There are a lot of other wonderful options, one of those being vacation grocery delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our friends at vacationgrocerydeliveryfl.com have a ton. This is great. They go and get the popcorn buckets, the latest popcorn bucket, like right now it'd be the 100th anniversary standard popcorn bucket.
Mm-hmm.
They bring those and they stuff them with all these things, you know, candies and popcorns and stuffed animals based whatever tier you want. And these can run as low as $15 up to about $65. So you're still in a very great price range
and
very affordable.
They can probably also get like flowers and stuff since they're just at Publix and doing stuff, right?
Sure. You could get,
you could
all
add
of that
on to
well,
it, right? Okay.
But these are like buckets that they're specifically putting for celebrations and putting together.
Nice.
And, you know, this can be ready at your resort. So you get there again, you get that call. It's like, hey, there's something for you at Bell Services. What is it? And you go up and you get this wonderful celebration
awesome.
Bucket. Another one that I know we've used before and a lot of our friends have used is Magical Charcuterie.
Yes.
You can go to magicalcharcuterie.com. These range, these incredible charcuterie baskets, boards, everything from breakfast to your standard charcuterie with meats and cheeses and all that kind of stuff, pretzels, crackers, candies. You can get for as low as $25 all the way up to these ridiculous, incredible boards for like $200.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I will say what I've loved about this, especially still, you know, the majority of things on property, a lot of times are shutting down around 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you get back from a park or something and you're hungry or you don't want to go up and see if the food court, what they still have, if they're still open. And you've got this charcuterie box sitting in your fridge back in your room and you can just sit and relax and fill your stomach up after a long, long day and get ready for the next day. Mm-hmm. So love Magical Charcuterie. All right. If you are the type to use Disney floral and gifts, you could be the type that also would like to book a VIP tour for a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back recently to episode 559, my friend Andrea was on from the Ivy Unleashed podcast, talked about their big family reunion VIP tour. You get a lot more details, but this runs $450 to $900 per hour.
Woo!
With a minimum hour block, I believe, is 7 hours, and that all is depending on the season of the price. Theme park admission is required, but if you really wanted to go all out for a birthday, this would be it.
Oh, yeah.
How long till we're 50? We save up another six years and do this for one of our birthdays because
maybe
we are putting together a crew for a VIP tour.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel free to reach out to me. I'm taking notes of who has already shown interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us know if you are interested. Something that I think you would enjoy for a birthday. One, you get peace, quiet. Two, you get away from me. And the children, what would that be, Rhonda?
A spa treatment. And I would look forward to a facial, a massage, something along those lines.
Now, where are some different spa? And these are going to vary between salon services, spa services, what they offer, massaging, pedicures, manicures, all that stuff.
Right.
But what resort locations, because this may come down to when you're looking at picking that resort, offer some form of salon or spa service?
You have them at Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Villas, Boardwalk Resort, Contemporary Resort, Coronado Springs Resort, Grand Floridian Resort, Old Key West, Saratoga Springs, Wilderness Lodge, Yacht and Beach, and the Dolphin.
Yeah, so you know probably a bit more about some of this, and you don't have to read off all the prices, but do you want to give a few examples of maybe what you think are some common like massage services that someone might get in some of their prices, just so people have an idea if they're looking at starting to perform their budget.
Wow. Well, I'm looking at it right now being like, woo, those are some expensive.
Nobody said this was cheap.
Expensive massages. A grand massage for 50 minutes is $175. And this is a relax with a customized massage incorporating botanical lotions and other enhancements to release tension, pain, and fatigue while replenishing. That to me sounds just like a regular massage, whereas like, you know, there's one for massage for two. This is 80 minutes for $235. You break that down if it's like me and Rachel and half that, and then it's, you know, whatever, one something. Which is not bad.
Yeah, I have no idea how these prices compare to standard massages.
here's one for a massage for two for 50 minutes, and that's $175. So again, you know, that's...
It's not cheap, but this is a luxury. This is a birthday present,
that does say price
right?
per person.
Oh, is it really?
Well, that one says that. The other one says $235, so I don't know if it... But anyways, like the warm stone massage, you know, that's 80 minutes for $245. You know, things like that. I don't think I realize that. I'd be curious of facials and stuff, because you have an express manicure, which I get my nails done, so I wouldn't do that. But that's $50. What I did get was the express pedicure for $55. You have a grand pedicure for 50 minutes. That is $85, which is not horrible. I've gotten my pedicure done before at my local where I get my nails done, and it's great. And I could spend the highest, I think, because I sent you the picture. I think it was like one something, and you actually wrote back. I was shocked. I expected Jeremy to be like, oh my God, what are you thinking? But he actually kind of didn't seem like... He's like, yeah, go ahead. And I'm like, wait, what?
Well, now I'm questioning it because it wasn't at Disney World.
Well, like it, you know, you have like where I go, you have like, you know, you can get one for like probably $25, but then it goes all the way up.
Yeah.
And I think they literally, this one, they poured champagne into the foot massage thing, like instead of the water.
Seems like alcohol abuse.
I know. But anyways, it was just crazy.
They've been serving champagne as well, and I would make sure they don't get those two tubs mixed up.
No, they're not serving champagne here. But apparently some people get it. But anyways, yeah, something like a facial or a massage again would be nice. But that is some money that I'm like, I just think like, oh, well.
But hey,
we could go to dinner.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, I do think that this is a time, and that was, you know, Rachel's whole thing earlier, kind of with her comment. And I didn't read the last part that it's like, it's your day. You know, this is your birthday. Celebrate yourself, treat yourself. Like, and I do agree. I think there's times to do that. You know, for us personally, you know, going to even just say once a year or every year, saying on our birthday every year, we're going to get a couples massage for two and we're going to go all out. That's not personally our style.
Yeah.
But it's not my style at all. But I'm saying in general, I can see saying, you know what? It's my 30th. It's my 40th. It's my 50th. It's my whatever, 21st, something like that. Let's go all out for this one.
Yeah.
You know, let's look at these different things. And, you know, let's get down to, especially when you get to your kids, maybe some of their milestones, you know.
Speaking
ages.
Of that, Lacey will be 13.
She will be 13. So we got to figure out.
One.
We got to figure out exactly what she wants, and we should probably figure that out sooner than later, because it is a little over 2 months away.
Yeah,
so
she wants margarita.
We will find that out. But I think for your kids, Bippity Boppity Boutique, currently in Magic Kingdom, where you can get this done, is one heck of a way to celebrate your young child's birthday.
I would. This is, I think, where I wouldn't mind working.
Yeah,
one day.
Do you regret, because you always Bippity Boppity Boutiqued our kids. Do you ever regret not doing this, even though you had the ability and talent to do it yourself?
No, because my kids have grown. You do.
I wish that we had done this for the girls when they were super young, because there is an experience higher than doing it in our old pop-up camper.
But they grew,
you know what I mean?
Up in my salon.
I know
they
that.
I remember pictures of Lacey getting her hair curled and me washing it at the like, I mean, I.
But I think it's a different luxury to know that you're doing it down on the basically the bottom level of Cinderella Castle with fairy godmothers treating you.
Yeah,
it's something
maybe.
That I wish we had thought about doing and possibly done. And you have several packages. So for princess packages, you have the carriage package, which starts at $100. This includes hairstyling, shimmering makeup and face gem, princess sash, and you get nail polish and you get a t-shirt. You move to the castle package, which doubles in price up to starting at $200. That includes all those same things, plus a Disney princess gown of your choice, but shoes are not included, and some additional coordinating accessories. You go to the deluxe castle package, which starts at $230. Same things included, but you get a deluxe Disney princess gown of your choice, selected from a limited number of Disney princesses. Still not getting shoes, and you get a coordinating boxed accessory set. Finally, they have a Disney Encanto package starting at $180. You get the hairstyling, get the makeup and the face gems, the sash, the nail polish, a Mirabella or Isabella gown, and your coordinating accessories. Shoes still sold separately. If you would like to go the night route, they have a package starting at $20. You get hairstyling with gel and a mighty sword and shield. Or the deluxe night package starting at $80. You get a night costume along with your hairstyling and your mighty sword and shield.
Aww.
So Caroline said, when my daughter turned 8, we did Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique when it was in Disney Springs, the morning of her day, right at 9 a.m. Then we went to Epcot and met all the princesses around the world showcase.
That's fun.
It was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That is one heck of a birthday celebration.
Yeah.
That is genius. All right. You're celebrating. This comes straight from our friends, Wayne and Amanda, who just celebrated their lovely daughter's birthday.
Aww.
Her first birthday.
I know. Little Ella.
She is adorable.
She
it was
is.
So awesome to get to see them last weekend as they were celebrating her first birthday. And that is a capture your moment photography session.
Yes.
And this would
and
be
Alex
great for
did this
Alex did
for
it for
his graduation.
But this would be great for birthdays of all ages. Mm-hmm. It's another one of those I would love for us to like do one day. This is going to be a 20-minute photo session for $99, including tax. Gratuity is not included or required, but you're going to tip them. And then if you want longer sessions than 20 minutes, you can book them back to back.
Oh, cool.
You can do this in any of the parks. There are certain sections in each of the parks that you're able to choose from. There's about 2 stops in each of them that you can go ahead and select.
That's awesome.
You cannot do them in Pandora at Animal Kingdom nor Galaxy's Edge over at Hollywood Studios. Which is a shame, because those would be some really
That is,
cool
because
locations.
Not only would that be cool, but then some people are big fans, and then if they do that for, like, if we were giant Star Wars fans and we did it for our 45th.
Yeah. You know you will be able to do it soon, though?
What?
The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. You have the whole place to yourself, because nobody else is there.
Uh-huh.
For a slight upcharge, you can go to the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser for your capture the moment.
Right. Don't say that. People will be like, what? You can?
What's maybe something else that might be really cool to do? And this is another one. Like, Wayne, Amanda, thank you, because you pretty much planned this episode for us, because you did several of these things we're going to talk about. And honestly, this is where this episode stemmed from. Was seeing them celebrate
Ella.
Her first
Aww.
Birthday, and Ella, and yeah, we're
that's
like,
awesome.
All right, this sounds like a good one. So that's where this came from anyway. But what's something else that you could do?
Firework packages, and that goes anywhere from like seating to dessert parties to an actual boat.
Yeah, boat rides, dining packages.
Mm-hmm.
You've got several over at Magic Kingdom for Happily Ever After fireworks. And again, you can go to the website. You can look at all these things. You've got the fireworks dessert pre-party. You've got the seats and suites dessert party. You have the dessert post-party. These are running you anywhere from an adult 99 to 114. Kids are about 59 to 69, depending on which one. All of these are going to give you reserved seating for the fireworks.
We need to do this.
And you're going to get some dessert buffets and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Fairy Tale Fireworks. This is a sparkling dessert cruise. Includes a dessert buffet on board a Disney ferry boat on the Seven Seas Lagoon with a view of the fireworks.
That'd be fun.
Right outside of Magic Kingdom. Now, what is great about this one and the next one we're going to talk about is they do not require park admission.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside of the park to watch them. This one's going to run you $99 per adult, $69 per child. What is the next one that we have done and is an absolutely wonderful birthday celebration.
A private firework cruise on a 25-foot boat that seats 10 people. You leave from the marinas at Disney's Contemporary, Fort Wilderness, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, or Wilderness Lodge. And the cruise includes assorted snacks and soft drinks, but you can arrange other food and beverages options through Disney for additional charge. You also can bring your own.
Yeah.
Which was super cool.
Yeah.
That the was cost nice. Does start at $424. That's a weird number. $424.94 for that. And we did, park admission is not required. And we did that for Jossie's birthday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And Jossie actually commented and said the fireworks boat cruise. Kat and Kiyomi decorated her room and ordered them her special cupcakes. Remember those cupcakes were awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And one we didn't have in here, which was part of that whole celebration, was renting the cabana over at Yacht and Beach Club,
mm-hmm.
which I think is another really cool way, especially cool. if you're looking at that staycation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that. There's all these different things. But this firework cruise was so amazing. Much fun. And they're going to pipe in the music to the boats, and you're out there in the water, you know, looking over Magic Kingdom, and you can see the castle and you can see the fireworks and the music's pumping in, and you look around and there's all these other pontoon boats that are mm-hmm. doing the same type of cruise, and they're just lightly lit up. And it's one of those like very unique Disney experiences that I think a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
And don't realize, you know, and this is one of those, you know, whether you're shelling out for your family, basically $500, or you're getting a big group and saying, you know, let's all split this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is extremely affordable and the value is way up there as far as Disney things go. And
yeah.
that's, you know, that's one thing we always like to talk about and associate with is the value of something. $500 seems like a lot for just, you know, a couple short hours. You go out on a boat, you see some fireworks, you come back, get some snacks, whatever. It's not when you break it down.
Yeah.
And we had such an incredible time yep. on that. Another one of those things that we would love to do very, very soon, yet again. For Epcot Forever at Epcot, you've got a Rose and Crown fireworks dining package as well as Spice Road table. You're going to get unique seating right there on the water
mm-hmm.
for both of these. They can run anywhere from like 79 to 89 an adult, 29 to 39 a child. That's going to give you your full meal, and you're going to get that seating for the fireworks. Then over for Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios, you've got lunch or dinner at Sci-Fi, 50s Primetime, Mama Melrose, Hollywood Brown Derby. Those run anywhere from the low side of about $23 for a child up to about $30. And then on the adult side, low is $52 at Sci-Fi, and that can go all the way up to about $77 at the Hollywood Brown Derby. You also have the Hollywood and Vine, which Rhonda mentioned earlier, is a wonderful spot for kids. They're doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's $57 per adult and $38 per child.
Nice.
And you're going to get guaranteed seating at Fantasmic. So I think these are all incredible add-ons to make your birthday, your kid's birthday, your spouse's birthday, your friend's birthday, whatever it may be, absolutely extra, extra special.
Yep.
And hopefully this gives you kind of like an a la carte idea of things you could pick and choose from to do on an upcoming birthday. Let's pick one for mine.
Okay.
It's because you and I do a fireworks cruise. We do have to find 8 other friends to make it more affordable. That's where the value comes in,
right? I started
to say,
why don't we just go do a firework cruise? Oh, not cruise, but firework dessert thing.
Dessert party
mm-hmm.
the night of my birthday? I'd be willing to
Maybe.
Do that.
Okay.
That would be fun. There is one last thing that you can do.
Yes.
And again, this
and
comes
Rachel's
from Wayne
doing.
And Amanda, and Rachel's doing it as well. Add a Disney cruise
mm-hmm.
at the end of your trip.
Oh, yeah.
I had to put it in there because Wayne commented and was like in the Facebook group and was like, add a Disney cruise. That's what we did. And I was like, all right, I'm putting it on there.
Yep.
But, you know, a cruise in general, a Disney cruise in general.
Yeah.
It'd be a wonderful birthday celebration. That's what we did for my birthday last September.
Yeah.
It was not on the birthday. It was about a week or two later, but you better believe I celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be a whole other episode.
I got a whole room.
Yeah, you got a whole
paid
room
for that. It was surprisingly on the cruise. This was great. It was only $100.
Yeah, when you consider what they're charging mm-hmm. with the Disney floral and gifts, which is why vacation grocery delivery is the way to go. For
right,
that one.
But on the cruise, it was only $100, yeah. and we got two pillowcases that we got to keep. You got a sash that said, with Pluto, yeah. it's my day.
Yep.
We had all these hanging banners. It was awesome.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I really loved that. I got my banner hanging in the room. We've got the Pluto sash in our bedroom hanging yep. over all our medals from the different Disney races and all. But hopefully this gives you some ideas on yeah. special ways to celebrate your birthday or, again, your friend's birthday, your spouse, your kids, whoever it may be, in Walt Disney World, on a cruise, whatever it may be. We're excited. We got birthdays coming up. We got two in July.
Mm-hmm.
We got mine in September. So we will be planning and looking at which one of these things we can pick and choose. To be honest, I would select a Spice Road table dining package on the night of my birthday over a dessert party. Except we've not done one of these dessert parties, mm-hmm. so that would definitely get the
we gotta work.
The priority booking. So
yes.
maybe we'll look at doing that. But let's go ahead and say goodbye to all of our wonderful listeners so
goodbye.
That we can go start to plan your birthday and Lacey's birthday in July.
Yep.
Anybody throw us out some ideas? If we can't do Margaritaville, that's exactly what Lacey wants. We got to start doing some texts or something, man. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. We truly appreciate it. If you go ahead and hit subscribe, you get these brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Next episode, we are talking Italian food at two different locations Woo-hoo! At Walt Disney World. And we'll give you a little update on our experience with being called back for Tron Virtual Queue while we were sitting at our resort. Did we make it? Did we not? Stay tuned for more. And as long as you're out there on the internet, you're on iTunes, would you please leave us a rating and review?
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World. So they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.